The law will double the amount of funding available for fiscal year 2003. The money will help cover the costs of assessing and cleaning up brownfields. Officials are pleased with the increased funding, but they say environmental cleanup is just one hurdle in reselling and ultimately reusing the land. Donna Ducharme is the co-director of the Delta Institute in Chicago.
It takes an enormous amount of work and knowledge to get through a lot of the barriers that are facing the redevelopment of these sites. And the EPA really focuses very heavily on the environmental barriers, but there are also often other barriers.
Ducharme says those barriers include things like demolition of old buildings, debris removal, legal work to clear the land of outstanding liens, and a lot of legwork to find potential buyers for the land. These costs often can't be recouped in the sale of the property, so other sources of funding need to be found before the land can ultimately be reused. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.